Frankie smiled at an older woman as she got herself a cup of tea from the self-serve stand. The woman returned her smile. "You're new?" Frankie nodded. "First time. I'm a bit nervous, actually." The woman laughed. "I'm Helen, and there's no need to be nervous. If you're new, that means you've won recently. Congratulations." "Thank you. I'm Frankie." Helen smiled. "I remember that feeling when you first win. It's amazing, isn't it? My heart practically fell out of my chest. It was beating so hard. Where were you when you found out?" "In the back garden with my husband and youngest daughter." "Did the neighbours hear your screams?" Frankie laughed. "They probably did hear a bit of commotion. My daughter let out a few shrieks. I think I went into shock." Frankie wasn't going to elaborate on how she'd been filled with dread rather than excitement. "You've come on your own. Was your husband unable to make it?" "One of us had to look after the girls," Frankie explained. She wished Tom had come with her, but he'd said no. He agreed with Shauna's summation of the group and thought it was a bad idea. "It's not like we've told anyone or spent any money, Frankie. So what's the point? And anyway, due to your ridiculous phobia about the money and banning us from spending any of it, I have to go to work so we can afford to put food on the table this week." He'd stormed off before allowing her to make any comment. Helen patted her arm. "Good for you for coming, then. I'm just going to say a quick hello to Ivan before the group begins. It's lovely to meet you, Frankie." Frankie smiled as she lowered herself into one of the chairs that were predictably arranged in a circle. Helen was lovely, and her nerves were settling. If she'd ever thought about attending any kind of support group, this is not the one she would have picked. If she'd followed her family history, she'd be more likely sitting at a Gamblers Anonymous meeting or a meeting for people with depression or relatives of victims of suicide. She shuddered, grateful that her and Tom's life in no way reflected that of her parents. But that was partly why she was here. Money had only ever brought harm to her family. The more they'd had, the more her father had gambled away, and the deeper her mother had slid into sadness and depression. "Hi there." A man in his 40s sat down next to Frankie, interrupting her spiralling thoughts. "I'm Todd. Nice to meet you."
"Frankie."
"Recent winner?"